Well, on the horizon is our presidential debate, our first presidential debate, President Joe Biden, the former President Donald Trump. For a while, we didn't think this was going to happen. As a matter of fact, neither candidate seemed to be really excited about doing one. Came together, and it's going to be very interesting. And on board with us this morning, Professor of Political Science at the University of Akron, good friend of mine, Dr. David Cohen, with us, also with the Bliss Institute. And David, I guess, first of all, on the debate circuit, through history, through your knowledge and polls and everything, how much does a debate affect the overall voting in a presidential election?
Good morning, Ray. Most of the time, debates don't really change minds too much. They tend to reinforce the way that people already believe about the election and about the candidates. You know, but there are times in our history where debates really matter. And I think that's especially true when a candidate has a surprisingly good performance or a surprisingly bad performance. And so the stakes are incredibly high for both candidates in this election, because a couple of mistakes can really impact. I think for Joe Biden, for Donald Trump, I think it's less about what they say about policy, and people are looking more at how they perform overall and generally in this particular debate. And, of course, the debate in September as well. But I mean, this is the earliest debate to take place in decades and potentially in American history. I don't know of another debate that's taken place in the summer. And so this is really unique, and it's because they're not using the Commission on Presidential Debates like presidential candidates have done since the late 1980s.
Well, this is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. I want to get into the two candidates and maybe their objectives in the debate with David in a moment. But, David, probably the biggest objective when you look at both of these candidates, and you and I have touched on this, is to energize the voter, right? Because there's been speculation that a lot of these voters aren't stimulated on who to vote. You're going to have the Trump and you're going to have the Biden folks, and then you're looking at all those in the middle that you have to get energized to get out and vote. And that's obviously got to be objective number one, is to energize these guys.
Oh, for sure. And, it's hard to energize people in June before the November election. So that's a huge challenge. I think that'll be more the case in September when you have, millions of people that have finally tuned in to the presidential election. Right now motivation is people are just trying to stay cool. With the heat wave that's hit this country, they're not paying too much attention to presidential politics at this point.
Dr. David Cohen with us from the University of Akron, looking at the debate that's on the horizon. So, David, let's get into the personalities. And first of all, the former president, Donald Trump, certainly outspoken. We know his style is to attack. He had some interesting words pertaining to Biden over the weekend, actually giving him a compliment. But what are you expecting from Donald Trump this week?
I think for Donald Trump, his biggest challenge is to try and look less unhinged than he typically does on a debate stage or, on any stage, to try to look a little bit more presidential. The fact is, though, he spent 4 years as president. We've never had a situation like this in modern history where you have a former president and a current president debating, for the next presidential election. One thing that's going to be very unique about this debate is the fact that there's going to be no live audience. Donald Trump really feeds off live audiences. He feeds off the crowd, especially with his people there. There's going to be nobody in that room except for the candidates and the two moderators. So I think that's going to be a real challenge for Trump, who is not used to that kind of situation. And, you know, his task is to appeal to independent voters, people who haven't made up their minds yet, and that's difficult because you know, the fact is, America knows who these two people are. It's not like in a typical presidential debate when you have a challenger and they're kind of introducing themselves and showing America what they would be like potentially as president. That's not the case in this situation.
Yeah, David, I don't expect, and I think that's what you're saying. I don't think Donald Trump is going to go out of character here and be a kinder, softer Donald Trump. But how does he try to get other people to look at him a different way?
That's really his only way to be able to do it. I think, you know, because one of the things about Donald Trump that turns off so many potential supporters of his, so many voters, so many people that haven't made up their minds on this presidential election, is his personality. There are just people that do not like him. They don't like how he carries himself. They don't like how he talks about other people. They don't like about how he talks about policy. And I just don't think the guy is capable of changing his stripes at this point. It'll be interesting to see if he attempts to in this debate.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron, and of course, with the Bliss Institute at the University of Akron as well. So let's go to the president now, David. And Joe Biden obviously has to shake some of those stereotypes about him. He really has to be spot on in his delivery, don't you think?
He does. His big thing, and it's less about policy, his big challenge is to show the American public that he is still up to the job as president. That is something that the Trump campaign and Biden critics have been saying for a long time. They've been hitting Joe Biden on whether or not that he is mentally competent and you know, up to the task of being president. He is the oldest president in American history. He's certainly the oldest presidential candidate, major presidential nominee in American history at 82 years old. And so that is a major task. You know, Donald Trump is only a few years younger than Joe Biden, but for some reason, you know, those you know, ageist allegations don't stick on Trump nearly as much. And I think it's because of the way that Trump carries himself with being very self-confident and self-assured. Joe Biden doesn't really carry himself that way. So his biggest task is to demonstrate to the American public that he is up to the job and that he would be able to do it for another 4 years.
David, if you were in the war room with these two gentlemen and you were working with them on their debates, you know, suggestions that you would have for the former President Donald Trump and his attack mode, and maybe comments that you would have for President Joe Biden as he prepares for this debate. How would you look at these two and recommend to these two?
Yeah, I would tell Trump to soften his approach. You know, stop with the cute little nicknames for Joe Biden, and to try and demonstrate to the American public that you have a vision for you know, leading the country for the next 4 years. If I were in the Biden war room, I would say mention every chance you get that your opponent's a convicted felon, first time ever in American history, and that is something that the American public should really think about. Also talk about your record and the fact that, you know, the economy is going in the right direction and gas prices are going down and things are going the way that you know, people should be happy it's going.
David, before I let you go, I know you're really into and you understand the polls there through the Bliss Institute. What's the latest you're seeing as far as the polls with this race?
It's about as close as can possibly be. It is, you know, we really, once we get closer to the election, we'll have a handle more on what the state-by-state polling is, which will be so important when it comes to the Electoral College. But right now, if you look at the national polling, it's a dead heat. And that's why a debate like this can have such a dramatic impact on the race.
David, great stuff, my friend. Thanks for the insight. And, of course, I'll stay in touch. We have an exciting 5 months, leading up to this election. Thanks again, my friend.
Take care, Ray.